Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Falcons are headed into the bye week, so we had some folks call in during our wake-up call to try to figure out what this team could change or maybe improve during their bye.
You know what's strange, Tiff, is I'm a very positive person, I feel like, when it comes to my sports teams, and I know Bo is too. I feel like Bo has me beat here, though. I feel like this is one of those – I don't think normally we've approached this way, but I think you've got me beat on this one where you were talking about calling for 4-2 and you need to get that done. I'm struggling a lot more with that based on what we saw this past couple of weeks. So I want to err on the side of what you're thinking, not mine.
Well, look, I can hope and wish, and I'm more positive than people give me credit for.
I agree with that.
I really am.
No, I agree. I'm a very Tiff's laughing, but
I'm a very positive. Just because I'm very blunt and realistic at times about stuff doesn't mean that I'm not a positive outlook
right.
human being.
I agree.
And I look at this and I see Chargers and Vikings. I think you can. All right, let's put it this way then. Let's go through this. If you're a playoff team, and you've got playoff caliber roster and a playoff coaching staff that knows how to win games, you should beat on November 19th, as we stand, you should beat the Raiders, the Giants, and the Panthers.
Sure.
You should win those games.
Yes.
I don't want to hear, but they did this. What about the set? No. We're having a hypothetical conversation. You should win those three games. Okay? Everybody agree?
Yeah. No, I think that that's fair.
Okay. So you're telling me then that you can't steal one game from the Chargers, Vikings, or Commanders. You're telling me that we're so bad now after two straight losses, the first time you've lost two straight games under the Raheem Morris era. I know it's only 11 games in. All that. You're telling me that you can't steal a game from a flawed Commanders, a flawed Chargers, or a flawed Vikings team. Because if not, you're telling me those teams are absolutely perfect in every way, shape, or form. You can't match up with them. Because I think you have areas where you're better than them if you play, coach, and execute like it.
No, and I agree with you. And I think where my skepticism and what you just said comes from is right before what you said those are three teams we should beat. I think those three teams are all looking at the Falcons much in the way you just said we should be looking at Washington.
We can steal one.
We can if we need to go out there and steal one, we can get the Falcons. They're not very good.
I don't give a
– I know. And that's my whole point of this entire thing is usually I feel like I try to bring the vibes in and all that, and I look at that and go, they're thinking the same thing about us.
I choose – Tiffany's going to chuckle and heckle me after this. I choose to be happy in life, not like – waller in misery, right?
Right.
I don't choose to have negative outlooks about every single thing. I'm real about stuff. And the real tells me that my roster is better than Vegas, my roster is better than New York's, and my roster is better than Carolina's. I don't think my roster is worse than the Chargers. Not offensively, for sure.
Right.
Defensively, yeah, you can make that argument.
Yeah.
Certain parts of it, anyways. Washington got some really good players. So do I. So do we. You know, my running back room is better than Washington's. Sorry. Bijan Robinson is a top three running back in the NFL.
That's a tough running back room to pick on up there right now.
I'm not picking on their running back room. I'm just saying mine is better. And it might be by a nose hair, but it's better. Because I've got one of the best running backs in the league. They've got some good running backs. Now, if you want to add Jaden Daniels, that's fine.
Brian Robinson and Eckler, pretty good.
I'll take Bijan Robinson over both of them.
I think that's fair, but you just said the room.
Yeah, well,
Algier and Bijan over Robinson and Eckler. I mean, I think that's fair.
Yeah, I would.
It's more of a coin flip than I think you're giving it credit for, but
Okay, well, we need to stop going in with this defeatist-ass attitude. Because as a fan base, we go into that, and I don't want to hear, well, they're pretty good too. No, we're better.
I think that I'm just...
we're better.
And that's the thing. That's why I brought up this entire conversation. I just feel like there's a little... I just have more... For whatever reason, right now, I feel like I'm leaning towards being more realistic than I am positive.
You know, it's not positive. We're better. We have... Bijan Robinson is better than any running back they put on the field.
Being positive is the opposite of having a defeatist attitude.
What? You're not being positive.
I know. You just said I'm having a defeatist attitude. I said positivity is the opposite of that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't... Yeah.
But the reality is we could, we know this city and the fans in this city could go for a little bit of confidence every once in a while.
But my point is you can't blame them. Let me, like, just go back to last year.
But stop. It's not last year. It's not the same coaching staff. It's not the same quarterback. There's players that are different. Like, I understand the history. No one understands. You and I know this. I've been traveling with this team since 2012. I understand what happens. But what... Would it hurt us to have a little bit of positivity in some situations? Well, I'm not saying go buy playoff tickets. I'm saying, like, I have a little bit of confidence and not have this defeatist attitude. Same old Falcons. We don't know that. This is the first time we've went into a bye week with Raheem.
We do not know that. And this team has played incredibly well at times. And I think that possibility definitely still exists to be able to find a rhythm and be able to knock out going 4-2. Or better in the rest of the game. I don't blame anybody who feels downtrodden about it after what we've seen the last couple
of
weeks.
Okay, so if you're single at 25 or 26 years old, does every time you're in a relationship, you go, well, I mean, this is nice, but it'll end. Sure it'll end badly. I'm sure she'll probably cheat on me or something, or I'll screw it up. And
that's such a random pivot right there.
Well, really, so do you just not approach girls anymore, or guys, because you're single at 26 and every relationship you've had has failed? Or do you keep going, you know what, I'm going to give it a try?
Number too, 26, just a little randomness. But I get what you're going.
Let me tell you why I said 26. Because if I said 40, you'd have been like, what, are you taking a shot at me? What does that mean? So I didn't want to go there. I just wanted to go. I didn't want to make it seem like I was taking a shot at anybody. That's all.
Hey, it's all right, Bo. I know you're cooking, man. I'm going to let you cook.
Oh, man. I don't think cooking's the word. I keep going back to, we had all the same conversations a year ago, and I know it's a different
staff. I wouldn't take it as a shot. I'm very happy.
I was just
happy.
Making sure you wouldn't. I didn't want you to think, or anybody that's tweet me and be like, why are you taking shots at people that are 40 and single? And I was like, well, I'll just go 25. I don't know. I was trying to...
Very fulfilled. All right, continue. Continue, please.
Very fulfilled.
Continue.
Well, I didn't want anyone to perceive I was taking shots. That's all.
Anyways, to get the awkwardness out of the conversation really quick. Last year, we had the same conversation, too. And I sat here and I talked about who are the better quarterbacks that we're facing down the stretch. And the ones that we thought were the worst ones ended up being the ones that got us. And that's what's frustrating about it. And I just think that I'm with you. And I like what you're doing because I want to continue to have that attitude. But we're 48 hours removed from what we saw in Denver. And I'm just still struggling with it, man. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now. And hopefully, given a bye week, maybe I can have a mental reset and hit the ground running after Thanksgiving, get a little belly full, and talk about some good Falcons football and some wins.
Well, we gotta go in as fans too. We need to show up at the Chargers game in 2 weeks or 13 days, whatever it is,
right?
And or 12 days, and support. I mean, they're not an easy team to play. They got a really good defense. They're up and down offensively. They have halves where they're phenomenal, and they have halves where they're not. But I just can't stand defeatist attitudes. Like, have some confidence in yourself. Have some confidence in your team. I know what the last 60 years or,
2 weeks
is been like. And the last 2 weeks has looked a lot more like the last 60 years, give or take, than it's not. But, I don't know. Like, have some positivity. Let's have some faith. Let's hope we can get it done. Let's just not say, well, we suck.
It's not going to stop me from cheering. I'll say that. And I'll leave it right there. It's not going to stop me from cheering.
I mean, sorry if I'm positive. Sorry if I want to believe. Not you, but to the greater people. I'm not sitting here saying, well, season's over. We suck. Panic button. Blow it up. Do this. I mean, I just don't live my life like that. I like to live in positivity and be happy. And when we are either eliminated from the playoffs or whatever it is, then I'll say that we're done. But until then,
start draft season.
Don't even start with that crap. I don't even want to hear.
You only got about, I don't know, 2 months.
No, to start I don't want to hear a mock draft.
Like a mock every day,
dude. I did a show under my hair. I was doing a show years and years ago, and we were like 2-4 or something. Like, well, let's start talking about the mock draft. I was like, have fun, brother, because I'm not.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.